Podtacular, episode 17.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
All right, guys, welcome back to Podtacular. I am Spellcheck, and due to some very unfortunate file compression errors and a couple really lame things I can't link into right now, Dustin's could not make it with us today after having deal with some really frustrating things with some programs after a while and I haven't been able to contact him, but it's all good. It's all good. We're still going to have your custom game types and all of your fun time goodness here today on the show. Fumojai will be back next week, I promise. I can guarantee it. But not a lot's been happening here in Halo Land for the most part. If you guys have seen, Team Hardcore is out now. Since I'm recording the show on Thursday, you should do these on Saturdays. But, it's all been pretty good. It's been pretty good here in the hood. But I'm going to go right into some custom games. We got one here. It's called Ninja CTF. It is a capture the flag game. Imagine that. Special instructions, it's not really any. It's just simple. Everyone playing's a ninja. Able to use whatever is available to him. And as a ninja, you're a stealth master, so everyone's invisible. But when you pick up the flag, you're not invisible. Huh? Clever, huh? So obviously you're going to need... it's one flag, though. It's one flag CTF. 5-minute round time limit. Player options going to need to have active camo. But not slow with flag. No. No, my friends. No. Team options, vehicles, same. But it's going to be BR, Magnum, new classic weapons, no shields are active game on the map. So I recommend you check that out. That'd be a good game. Also, we have Hunter and Prey. Yeah, Hunter and Prey. It is a Juggernaut game. It's a Juggernaut slash Dreadnought, whatever you want to call it. The Juggernaut may only use melee attacks and the beam rifle, so everyone else may use any other weapon. It's good for maps like Relic and Terminal. So it's going to be two rounds, 25. I've never seen really many Juggernauts with rounds. That's kind of odd. So no shields, motion sensor off. Juggernaut, active camo for the Jugger. Serving that usual regular game. But the Juggernaut can only melee and use beam rifle. That's the only difference. Be sure you remember that. The next one we got here is called Butcher. Butcher. It's kind of weird because I'm talking to myself. It's almost like a sword CTF, with an interesting twist. The flag carrier is active camo on, so he's a bit harder to see. It's a fun game site with two teams of 4 to 5 people. If you have more, you definitely want to keep it on the largest maps. Works really well on Sanctuary. It's good for any map. Any map's what it's good for. It's multi-flag CTF. 5 scores to win. 10-minute round limit. Respawn time, 5 seconds, nothing too complicated. But, it's only swords. Only swords. It's energy sword, no secondary, and no weapon on map. No shield, no camo. And no grenades as far as I know. So. So, flag carrier active camo. It's gonna be a fun game. You should check it out. Alright, this one here is called Contest. This game works best on Lockout and Beaver Creek. Spawn killing can't be helpful. Because it's a 3-second respawn time. So try doing it with teams of five. Three teams of five, I'm sorry. If it's too hard to take the territory, make contest and critical time 3 seconds. So it's a 3-plots game, so. So if you do 4 teams, it'd be kind of crazy, too. So check it out. So let's move into something else, considering I have nothing else planned. Because this is the greatest show ever! Yep. Yeah, this really sucks for me. Voicemails!
You have 937 messages. All of which are marked urgent.
It's time for the week's voicemails. Alright, the voicemail of the week award this week goes to a cow letter. Here, check it out. It's good, good. Good, good.
Hey, guys. This is the Cowletter, and I've got some tips for Claude. If you're playing Assault or Catch the Flag, and there's a Banshee on, you can, down below, you can get in that and fly it through the top of the roof on either of the bases, and get it in between the blue little lift thing, but not so far in that it'll push it back out. But if you get that in there, if the other team drives a Warthog below the base, they won't be able to get up the teleporter, so it'll give them a little bit of time to get all confused, and you can jump down there and crush them with the shotgun or something. So, yeah. All right, great show, guys. Keep it up.
Sumo Josh Spellcheck. I was just listening to the Collags and Combos episode, and Spellcheck, you said that it's gay to camp with the sword. I gotta admit, sometimes it is, but when you're facing up against the battle rifle, yeah, you really have no chance sometimes. So you gotta, like, stay low and let people come to you, especially on Lockout, where you could hide up near the sniper. So, love the show, and keep on going.
One of the big advantages of coagulation is all the vehicles, of course. You can drive whatever you want, whether it be jeeps or jet-propulsioned, gravitational-differentiated weird vehicles from the aliens that shouldn't work on Earth, but do anyway because it's a game and it's not real. Anyhow, but if you don't have a vehicle on coagulation, that really stinks because you're kind of walking around with your battle rifle and people are honking at you and trying to run you over and that type of thing. Kind of like real world, you know, kind of like riding your bike to school and you got to go through like three intersections and people are just out to kill you. Well, that really stinks, especially if you don't have a rocket launcher and you don't have any way of getting even with all these punks that are driving around and trying to run you over. So what do? You go for plasmas. Sticky grenades are the best things in the world for getting rid of vehicles, I believe. I mean, rockets, of course, are probably the ultimate, but it takes so little skill to lock on a rocket and shoot it. It's just kind of like, why go there? So what you do is you run up one of the little cliffs close to whatever base you happen to be by, whether it be red base or blue base. Go up there, there's a brute shot, and there's two plasma grenades, and they respawn fairly quickly. So if you stay there for maybe 30 seconds or so, you actually can get four. You can get two at the beginning, and then if you kind of walk away and just stand there on the edge or, you know, just hang around that area for a while, they will respawn, and you actually get a couple. So you grab those, and then you jump down, and you wait for the nearest vehicle victim, and you stand out there and kind of look like a noob walking around, but hey, some Jeep guy drives up to you and wants to run you over, and you stand directly in front of him as he's coming full on, and then you throw your plasma a little bit shorter and a little bit lower than you would think, and because it's really hard to judge distances in Halo, and I found that stuff's always coming at you faster than you really think it is, so the best thing to do is to throw that plasma a little bit short and try to stick the Jeep, and then you, of course, you jump, and he goes underneath you, and he is now stuck with the plasma. And with Jeeps, it generally takes two plasmas to kill him, unless you get one kind of underneath it, and then you can flip it over. The best thing that I have found to do is stick him with the plasma, jump, and as you're going through the air, start shooting him. Generally, that'll make him mad. They'll turn around, and they'll want to come back for more, and then you can throw your second, third plasma, or you can throw some frags. And then you, once you get a guy in a fight, I tell you, you will totally win, because a guy on the ground is way more maneuverable than some fool in a Jeep. It's kind of like riding a bike and trying to hit your sister with a water balloon when she's just standing there on the sidewalk. You know, you're going to get hit a lot more often than she is, just because she's in a stationary spot, and you've got to keep riding around her. Works the same way with a Jeep. Pretty soon you'll have blown that sucker up, and it works great. So anyhow, thanks so much, Podtacular. You guys are doing a great thing. Love listening to you guys. Can't wait for the TV. I really like video, and that'll be awesome to see you guys in person, and if you have a capture card, and you get to see some of this cool stuff in action. So anyhow, this is StormCrow1186 signing off.
Hey, this is Catmaster Shotgun with Clan Okinawa. And I was just calling to say it was a pleasure playing the Podtacular All-Stars the other day. And I think we did pretty good, even though we did lose 2-0. But our team that we had set up didn't show up, so we had to scrap together a team. So I think we still did pretty good for that. But, yeah, look forward to a rematch pretty soon, and Enjoy the show, and keep up the good work. Bye.
What's up, Fumo? What's up, Spellcheck? This is JVB. And I have a slight complaint, something that's really been bothering me. It's gotten to the point where it's hard for me to sleep. So here goes. Last week I ordered my Podtacular song, and it hasn't gotten here yet, and I'm starting to get a little annoyed about that because I have an important photo shoot coming up, and I need my Podtacular 2 song. So, you know, if you guys could maybe pull a few strings, you know, and get my thong here a little quicker. I need to wax, you know, I'm kind of hairy and everything. You can edit out the Podtacular 2 thing if you want. I know I messed up here. But, you know, if you could get the ball rolling on that. You notice I said string, you know, G-string and ball. Anyway, just call them to, you know, see how you guys doing. Take care.
Hey, this is Modders for Breakfast. I've got a nice little Slayer variant for you. It's called Demo Derby. This is how it goes. No one is to be without a vehicle. And when you have your teammates in the vehicle and the opposing teammates in the vehicles, they cannot fire at each other. Instead, they must ram each other. And it is best played on Map of the Week, known as Coagulation. And I also have a nice little suggestion for Podtacular. Perhaps you could have a Celebrity Grunt of the Month, and whoever does the best Celebrity Grunt of the Month impression, you could send them a prize. So, goodbye, Podtacular, and this is Modders for Breakfast. Peace out. Mac users rule!
Hey, Podtacular, this is DK, and I have one question for you. What if Arnold was the Master Chief? First of all, I'd like to say that I just make the Covenant look like filthy choir boys. They can cower and hide all they want to, but in the end, I'm the Master Chief and I own. So I pull off my Doom Magnums and I punch them in the head with 9mm bullets. This is the part where I laugh at the Covenant. So yeah, Podtacular, that's my Arnold segment, and get down!
Hey guys, this is XXClonemindXX, and I have a sniping tip for coagulation. At the very beginning of the map, whenever you spawn, go grab the sniper rifle and jump in a ghost. And if you're on red base, just go back behind, sort of where the rocks are in the very back, and there should be a little point where you can zoom up the side of the cliff and just go up there, and there'll be a spot where you can just, it sort of flattens out and you can land there and just get out of your ghost and knock it off, so that way nobody sees it, and you can just stay up there and go to town if you're a sniper. Alright guys, love the show, bye.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be part of the show. Email your own segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. Well, guys, that's pretty much going to wrap it up for today's show. These are the short shows that we do once a week. Before we go, I want to send some shout-outs to some people. I want to shout out to Fumo Jive. You know, Fumo Jive. Yeah, he's in Jamaica, or was in Jamaica, all this week. Shout out to Decidus. Thanks for being co-host with us all week, and I'm really sorry that the audio just broke itself. Sorry, buddy. Shout out to the Pawtacular All-Stars for beating Clan Okinawa last weekend. They're owning. They're the Poninators. Owning Ponins. That's what they should be called. The Owning Ponins. Owning Pon. Yeah. Shout out to Feel of Thunder for keeping me posted on all the goody goods. Shout out to the two cheats putting information about Pawtacular on the Wikipedia. Go to wikipedia.com. That's Wikipedia. Wikipedia.org. Just search for Pawtacular. And X Dukes X, BC Wit, Zoax Icataz, Church Punk, Marksman, Chris Lump. I promise if you guys haven't gotten any of my tips, I'll send you one over. Send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web shorts, and MP3 segments to pawtacular@gmail.com. And call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. Man. Well, guys, it's been a long week. Man, and there's only one thing left to say. Well, aren't you special? You kept listening. Wow. All right, well, here's the deal. Thought I'd put together some outtakes to make this show look really good. When it really wasn't. I was kind of trying to fill it up. Here's some stuff I collected from past shows. This is kind of a while back, too. No, it's all good. It's all good, though. It's good stuff. Thanks for supporting Pawtacular and listening to our show. Without further ado, Pawtacular Outtakes.
Oh, I'm just so golly gosh darn uptight. Pop the wrist, pop the knuckles, pop the neck. Now I can podcast.
Thanks, Big Lou. Wonder how big you really are. Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that.
Good evening, Spartans and Covenant alike. My name is Spellcheck, and I'll be your host this evening.
Yeah, okay. It's time again for your Pawtacular Rant featuring Decidus. This week's topic, Screaming Kit. Nope. Shit. One second.
Okay, let's see. I'll pull it up. Dear Fuma Jive and Spellcheck, stop making podcasts. You should tell Spellcheck that he's the worst podcaster ever and needs to shoot himself.
Those be fighting words. Am I going to have to come over there and shoot you now? Because I live in Oklahoma. And I know how to shoot me up some guns.
And I heard that, like, oh, I got to call my buddy at the studio.
All right, guys, that's it. We're done. See you guys next week. From which I will be back. You can go to our site, www.podtechno.com. Stu and Upgrade and Captain Crunk, Freaking a Box, Paradox are all working on the site right now. But, yeah. This is a little theme, man. I'm taking the intro, isn't it good? Well, nap of the week, you can go put some stuff on that. Undetermined as I'm recording, but you'll see it if you listen to this now. Alright? So, have a fun, safe weekend, guys. Don't want you guys getting hurt. Go play some Team Hardcore and go get some whipped by some 50s that are cheating. Got to stand by 3 times in a row. So it was fun.